Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Brent Reed, where should we start? Well, should we start with...
Everyone knows that jingle, Reedy. Like, everyone.
Really?
Yeah, it's my ringtone.
I should make it my ringtone, shouldn't I? Really?
Yes.
Well, that's a bit self-serving, isn't it?
It is. Narcissistic.
Yeah, a little bit, isn't it?
Do you have, like, a personal number plate on your car?
Just no, I'd like to
mail,
get... I'm thinking about getting one.
Yeah, the mailman.
I like that, yeah. Good shout.
Do you really?
No, I want to get one. My brother's got one.
What's he got?
I don't know. No, he's actually he's worked it out with the letters and numbers, so it's not Reed, but with I think he's got the number 3.
So he couldn't afford to get the actual word letters, so you get the numbers.
Well, he could. He's driving a Beamer. I think he's going all right.
So there's some deep-seated family issues.
Yeah. Trust me, Rudy, don't do it. I did it back in the early 90s when I was a mug lad, and I had MG01 on my brand-new Mazda MX-6. I look like a buffhead. Wow.
Whereas since you took the number plate off, you didn't look at all like a buffhead.
I just look back and I think, what was I thinking? Like, come on, man. What were you doing?
MG01. Girds? Did you have girds?
No, I didn't. No. Someone else did.
There's a Christmas present for girds.
It's coming.
Anyway,
let's start with Adam Reynolds. Adam Reynolds, he's been a discussion point for most of the week. Adam Reynolds, look, there's a lot of talk after Thursday night and South's performance that South may revisit their offer to Adam Reynolds. People were suggesting they should. They won't be revisiting Alpha. It's for the simple reason this, that it's not a matter of they don't want to give Adam Reynolds 2 years in particular. It's a salary cap issue. The salary cap hasn't changed in light of losing by 50 points. The salary cap situation is the same. So South won't be revisiting the one-year deal to Adam Reynolds. So it looks as though Adam will still be leaving.
But their salary cap might have changed, but their priorities haven't changed either?
No, it hasn't. Okay. They want to keep Adam
Reynolds.
They've
got a business plan.
They've said that from day one. They want to keep Adam Reynolds.
Yep.
He's a priority for them to retain. It's just not... They can't give him beyond 1 year. That's the issue.
But doesn't that result say that life without Adam Reynolds is a little bit bleak?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Well, Tony, they also had out Latrell Mitchell.
Cam Murray.
Cam Graham. Cam Murray.
Yep.
So...
Four of their best players. 35%
of their salary cap was on the sideline the other night. So whilst, yes, they would have... I'm sure they would have loved to have had Adam out there. There were other players who I think, who they've invested a lot of money with in going forward, Murray, Mitchell and Graham, who, as I said, they've invested the money in those guys, and that prevents them investing a hell of a lot more in Adam Reynolds moving forward.
And what about the Broncos idea with Adam Reynolds? I heard that 4 years, the Sharks got the 3-year idea, he would go there maybe, but if a fourth year was on offer.
So I checked on this on Friday, because the whisper going around is that Adam wants to go to Brisbane. I'm told that when Adam retires anyway, he wants to move to the Gold Coast. That's been a long-range plan of his, from what I'm told, and that he's got a genuine interest in going to the Broncos. When I speak to the Broncos, they're very confident that they're well and truly in the picture for Adam. Now, the story was that Brisbane had offered him four years. I'm told that's incorrect. What had happened was Adam and his camp raised the idea of 4 years, and Brisbane, I'm told, said, no, we won't go to 4 years. It's a 3-year deal. So that's the version I was told. But at the moment, Brisbane will not go beyond 3 years. But as I said, they've grown increasingly confident that it may happen. And I know Cronulla were hoping to hear some news over the weekend on the Adam Reynolds front. So, look, I don't think this one's going to... I think we may even get a decision in the next week about Adam Reynolds. And at the moment, I think Brisbane have probably got their nose in front, but we'll wait and see how it unfolds.
Retiring on the
Gold Coast. Makes a good halfback, doesn't it? Makes a good scrum-based duo with Katane Stags. I know he hasn't played much 5-8, but the kid's a footballer, and I think he'll turn into a really good number 6.
Well, he's a great keep for Brisbane, because the suggestion was last week, as late as last week, that Katone was leaving. There was a couple of clubs that were obviously in for him, and the talk was that he would leave. And I think one of the clubs was extremely confident they were going to land Katone Stags a week ago. So that was important for Brisbane. They kept him.
Okay.
Has anyone seen Katone pass? Just out on a question without notice. I think he's a great footballer as well, but
he's a runner with
Jack
the ball.
Whiten, and I think a lot of people are comparing him to Jack Whiten, and Jack does a great job now, and he moved, he developed his kicking game, but he has always played at fullback where he's always needed to pass out the back of shape. But, you know, at six, you need to be able to definitely have a pass in your game. Running's crucial, but so is, you know, a short pass and a long pass and some sort of kicking game.
Yep.
Otherwise, you know, you just put so much pressure on the other guy in the halves, which could possibly be Adam Reynolds, to handle all of that. Now, at South Sydney, he doesn't have to handle. You've got Luttrell who kicks well, and you've got Cody on that left-hand side that kicks well, and Adam does the majority of it, but if he's not there to do it, you know, and he can relax because he knows he's got other guys that can handle the role. But, gee, I'll tell you what, it's a big play paying him big money and saying that he's going to be your number six. I hope it works out for him. Yep. But it's rolling the dice.
Yep. All right, we talked about there's lots of injuries going on at the Roosters. What about TJ Perenara? Is he the cavalry?
Well, it's been a bit of a saga, this one, hasn't it? It's dragged on for a while. Look, it looks like I think the Roosters are growing a bit more pessimistic about this happening. I think they're pretty hopeful a week or so ago, but it looks like it won't happen now. TJ Perenara, and there's multiple reasons for that, but the Roosters could certainly do with him. But at the moment, it appears though they're losing the fight to get. Convinced TJ Perenara to switch codes and try his hand at rugby league. So that's a bit unfortunate because I think we all, given his reputation, we're looking forward to him playing in the NRL. But it looks as though at this moment it won't happen.
All right. And what about the business of the Broncos?
Yes.
What's going there?
Well, this has a potential to turn to a really big story time. The Broncos minority owner is a guy named Phil Murphy. He owns 22% of the club. I spoke to him on Thursday. I'd heard a rumour he was selling it. He said no. He subsequently thought about it overnight. He's now put the club up, that 22% up for sale. It's about 21 million shares. The issue there is that I'm told once someone bids to buy more than 19.9% of the Broncos, they are required to launch a formal takeover bid of the entire club. So that would mean they would attempt to buy or ask News Limited, News Corp, who's the major owner of the Broncos, whether they would be willing to sell the club. As I understand it, News won't do that. But, you know, if News did decide to do that, we could see new owners of the Brisbane Broncos. But at the moment, I don't think they've got an appetite to do that. But you can buy 22% of the Broncos if you've got a lazy 10 million or so sitting around.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I was going to ask Benji.
10 mil?
Yeah.
By a share in the Bronx.
Well, maybe ask Benny Elias.
Yeah, a loan from Benny.
Obviously, Benny's looking to lead a consortium to buy the Tigers. I think my understanding is this probably won't happen, but, you know, obviously Benny loves the Tigers and they're a club that struggled a bit in recent, well, for the past decade.
So they're 50% of the West Tigers.
50% of the West Tigers.
Who owns that at the moment?
So West Ashfield own, I think they've got the controlling power West Ashfield Leagues Club. I can't remember how the ownership structure, because there was an issue when Balmain didn't have the funding to pay for it. I think West Ashfield bought a greater stake, so they own a lot more of the club than the Balmain side of it, if Balmain owned any share of it anymore. So I don't think they're in any hurry to sell out West Ashfield.
Right, and just quickly, we know that Mav, AMG's boy, is running around. You said the Greg Alexander son had a hit out there today. Another son of a name. What's going on?
Well, this is interesting because Dylan Brown's obviously facing a 3 to 4 week suspension this week.
Yep.
And one of the backup halves of Parramatta was a kid named Jake Arthur, who's the son of Brad Arthur. So potentially we could see him come into contention to play first grade next weekend.
Wow.
Jake Arthur.
Goes good out here too.
Is that right?
Very good, yeah.
He's a big kid, apparently. He's
tall, not tall, yeah. Tall for a half, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Keep Reedy, on that one.
Once again, brilliant mail. Thank you so much.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.